Following the Superfund listing, the EPA made its second move, which would tarnish its reputation in the eyes of the community. They called in the Center for Disease Control to investigate a small subdivision just east of the smelter site. CDC determined that the 40 families living in the Mill Creek subdivision were being exposed to serious enough levels of arsenic to pose a threat to their health and safety and warrant relocation. Most of these families were bought out by ARCO. The rest were forced to move by the federal government. It kind of sent a message, Charlie Coleman, EPA's manager of the Anaconda site, reflected. Are they going to come to Anaconda next, or Opportunity? Community removal also served to sully Anaconda's reputation outside the community. According to Jim Davidson, president of the Anaconda Local Development Corporation, the Mill Creek closure frightened potential visitors to Anaconda. People would literally drive into the community with their windows rolled up, coming in, getting gas, and saying, we have to hurry up and get out of here before we die. The Superfund law, aimed at environmental protection, in effect aggravated the already festering economic wound, bringing on, at least from the community's perspective, more harm than good.